Gemaras we have to know. The first is Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yudzayin, and I'm happy to pass that source sheet, and this will be up so you can review later. The Gemara says that V'halel ze mi amru, Nevi'im shebeneim tiknu len l'Yisrael she'i omrim oto al kol perek v'perek v'al kol tzara v'tzara shalota v'alen l'shekinigalim omrim oton al gilatam. The prophets establish that any time Hashem saves us from a destruction, from a pain, we should sing Hallel. And that's why they sang Hallel at Shirat Hayam, at Yam Suf. Anytime Hashem saves us, we have to sing Hallel. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the second Gemara you have to know if you want to be a good Zionist, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph says the reason that Chizkiah Melech was not the Mashiach is because he didn't sing Shirah, he didn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Hashem did the miracle and saved the Yidden from Sancheirev. Because he didn't do public Shirah, he was Kafui Tov, he couldn't be the Mashiach. So we have an obligation to give Hallel, that's source number two. And source number three is the famous Gemara in Megillah, where the rabbis say, Amar B'chia Bar Avin, the Gemara learns out that just as by Pesach we were taken from slavery to freedom, we have to sing Hallel. So too in Purim, when we were taken from, we were almost killed, so all the more so we have to sing Hallel from the fact that Hashem saved us. Right? In fact, that Gemara could be even a stronger proof why we should sing Hallel on Yom HaAtzma'ut, because the Gemara says the reason we might not say Hallel on Purim is because it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. And we know Yom HaAtzma'ut obviously happened for Eretz Yisrael. And because, and we know the other reason, why don't we sing Hallel on Purim? Because we're still Avadim. We didn't have sovereignty. So, which obviously Yom HaAtzma'ut, the whole idea is we have sovereignty. So these three Gemaras are the key to understanding how Poskim ruled in 1948 that we should celebrate a holiday. In fact, the Chatam Sofer and the Ritva and Rashi explained that the way that the rabbis established Hanukkah and Purim and all these holidays, they learned it out from these Gemaras. The Gemara teaches us that when God does a salvation, we have to celebrate. And the rabbis are koveya how to celebrate. But the mitzvah to celebrate when Hashem does a salvation for you is actually a mitzvah min haTorah, according to the Chatam Sofer. Just the rabbis established how exactly that happens. Okay? And indeed, besides for that, there is precedent, something called Purim Frankfurt, or Purim, basically when a miracle happened to a community, many different communities established a day of celebration. They give Nishloach Manos to each other and sing. This is mentioned by the Chaye Adam, and this is mentioned by Maharam Al-Kasher, that if a miracle happens to your community, you make a celebration, and even your children are obligated to celebrate because Hashem did a miracle. So based on that, in 1948, Rav Meshulam Rata and Kol Mavasa wrote, there's no doubt that on the 5th of Iyar, which was established by the government, the representatives of the people, and most of the Gdolei Rabbanim, we should celebrate it as a remembrance of our salvation, our freedom, and it's a mitzvah to make it a day of simcha, Yom Tov, and saying Hallel. In other words, many rabbis felt we have to establish a day to remember the miracle that has happened here, that we have independence after 2,000 years, as to why it's a miracle, and the greatness of the miracle. Again, we'll talk about that Bezrat Hashem on Thursday morning. But that was a halachic precedent. With that said, many rabbis felt that we should not say Hallel with a bracha. We should establish a celebration. Perhaps no tachanun, perhaps you should shave, wear nice clothing. But for a couple of reasons, they were worried not to say it with a bracha. And that's why there are many rabbis, like Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Avi Yosef, and other even religious Zionist rabbis, who don't say Hallel with a bracha. Okay? Some of the tainas that were made were, first of all, it's not a full salvation, we still have terrorists, we still have spiritual problems, right, with the Medina. It wasn't an open miracle in 1948. And other arguments made are, well, who said we should establish the 5th of Iyar? Maybe we should make the day that we finished the war the day that we should celebrate. So all these reasons were given. At the same time, in 1967, after the miracles, the open miracles of 1967 happened, Rav Tzviu, the cook, Rav Goren, the chief rabbis, and many other great dolim got together and established that they felt we should say Hallel with a bracha, because the miracle was now so openly revealing that this is Hashem's Ratzon. It was an open miracle. And anyway, it really was a salvation for all of Am Yisrael, for all of Klal Yisrael. And who says it has to be a full salvation? That's not one of the Gemara's indicated. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be a miracle from Hashem. The fifth of Iyar was the beginning of the process of this redemption, the beginning of this whole miracle. And thus, they felt that on Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, a full Hallel should be said with a bracha, both at night and during the day. Obviously, to this day, there's a machlokes, you know, throughout the Jewish people. But that is why in this yeshiva, we will go out of our way to sing Hallel. We sing it with a bracha, and we make sure to celebrate Hashem's miracles, and not to chas v'shalom, not be appreciative for the amazing miracles which we've been zocha to see in our generation.